Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, peace. This is an unofficial, unauthorized, unapproved union member initiative. Welcome, Chicago Transit workers, all you naughty boys and girls that think for yourselves and refuse to obey the chain of command in the status quo. For those of you who refuse to give in and give up. For those who want to push the limits. For those who are unafraid to exercise their rights of free speech, their rights to organize outside of the union office and to hold meetings, to organize action, to unite with those in other unions for similar causes. This show is for you. And if you are allergic to anything I just said, this show's for you too, because we're going to win you to our side eventually. Yes, we will. The union meeting at Local 308 for the month of August was canceled. Why? 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 Is it the pandemic? Is it the weather? Is it something in the water? Something we ate? Yes to all of the above. And more, I'm sure. Technically, it had to be canceled because we were told there was no quorum. What is a quorum? What in the world does that mean? A quorum. A quorum is a noun, a thing. It is the minimum number of members of an assembly or society that must be present at any of its meetings to make the proceedings of that meeting valid. So basically, you can still have a meeting, but anything that is discussed and debated, voted on, will not be valid. Let's look at the Local 308 bylaws. Before you yawn, just listen. Now, in the description of this radio show, we've provided links for all of the information we're sharing with you, so you could see it for yourself. Section 26, paragraph A of our bylaws says, "The regular meetings of this local shall be held on such dates and in such places as may be ordered by the local from time to time." Interesting, isn't it? The regular meetings shall be held on such dates and in such places as may be ordered by the local from time to time. Remember that. Paragraph B The regular monthly membership meeting of the Local 308 shall be called to order on the second Tuesday of each month at 6:30 p.m. if no quorum is obtained by 6:45 p.m., the president slash business agent shall adjourn the meeting for lack of quorum, and all actions of the executive board, which would have been reported to the membership at the meeting, shall become final and binding upon the local without further action by the membership. The meeting can be held, according to paragraph A, on such places and in such dates. The meeting can be held virtually and from the office. There's nothing in there that says it can't be done. Nothing. And during a pandemic, it's critical to avoid exposure and potential infection. There are locals in the Amalgamated Transit Union that are holding their membership meetings through telephone and internet, such as Zoom. Two of the largest locals in the country, Amalgamated Transit Union Local 308 and 241, do not do that for the members. They do it for the executive board. Why? Look at the word executive. Executive is to execute, to implement a plan of action, an agenda. Their job is to get things done, whether you like it or not. What do you mean, whether I like it or not? Don't I have a say? You certainly have a say in what the executive board does. It is your union. It is my union. And according to the bylaws, the only time and place we have to do that is during the union meeting. So we have to go to the union meeting. Shame, shame, naughty, naughty. You have been bad. You haven't been going to the union meeting. No, we shouldn't talk like that, nor should we think like that. Our union has made it extremely difficult for various reasons that we can attribute to the membership and the elected leaders. Just been made very difficult for members to participate in the meetings. We cannot question what our officers do on the record, nor counter what they are doing or want to do if we are not present. Bylaws that I read to you, some may say, well, we can't go at that time. We can't. The union meeting's too far. I'm working. These are all valid complaints. Why is the union office way over in Memphis, Tennessee? Excuse me, Morgan Park. Excuse me, near Evergreen Park. Excuse me, far south side of Chicago. Because the membership allowed it to happen. However, which membership? Oh, the 30 or 40 people that showed up at the meeting. Now, if I'm an executive officer, I'm a president, I'm a secretary, and I can use union resources to invite those who support what I want to get done to the meeting, it's certainly very easy for me to get my agenda across. Now, you may have some common sense that I lack because I'm so focused on whatever I'm focused on. You may say, well, this is why would you put a union office on the far south side of Chicago when the membership is all around Chicago? Shouldn't it be in a central location? Of course it should. Shouldn't that be a bylaw? Oh, of course it should. How do we make that happen? We got to go to the meeting. We got to go to the meeting. But the meeting has to come to us too. So we fail our membership. We fail our union. By not attending the meetings, and our elected leadership fails in informing us about the meetings, what's going to be happening, what's needed to be done, and making it accessible. The union meeting must be accessible by all. If you are a member who does not own a car, and you get off work at 3 p.m. and you have to be back at work at 7 a.m., you're on the north side, you're looking at approximately a two-hour commute, maybe an hour and a half if you're lucky, to get to the union office, and another 2 hours back. That's a tough ride. So when we look at the preamble of our bylaws, clearly states that we are to build up an organization where all the working members of our craft can participate in the discussion of practical problems upon the solution of which depends our welfare and prosperity. When we make the union meeting impossible for some people, we have failed to make the union a union for all the members. It is only, as it stands, basically, when you boil it down, the union is just a organization for people who live in a zip code 60203 and maybe something surrounding it, maybe Indiana, but definitely not the north side and the west side. Even the loop. Maybe the near south side. But even that is hard because we only get the 112 bus, and then we have the Pace 349. So I hope you get the point. It's going to take two to make this work. It's going to take you and me as the members to try to go, try to inform one another, try to bring one another, carpool. And it's going to take the elected leaders to humble themselves and figure out ways to make sure that the members, as many as possible, can participate in the meeting without necessarily being in the building. And I guarantee you, especially in the pandemic season, you could not get even 100 people in the union office for a meeting or the parking lot. Last meeting we had in July was done in the parking lot with chairs spaced out 6 feet apart. It was brilliant. It was good. It was smart. But here we are. Next month is September. After that is October. October's nominations. Who is going to run for what? And then November is the elections. And if you think we are going to elect ourselves into a solution or elect ourselves out of this malaise, I got some news for you. It ain't going to happen. You might get something, but it's really not going to change. Now, what is going on in Local 308? Let's see if anybody's called in. There's no one here as that I can see. So I'll share some concepts about our union meeting. So we got to bring the union meeting to the members, right? That's really what we got to do. Okay? You're only going to get 1% of the membership to be super dedicated to going to almost every meeting and then telling people about what happened. That's just the way it is. It's just people, human nature. So we got to take that 1%, we got to add a zero to it to make it 10. How do we make the 1% of people who care to, not necessarily care, it's not that the others don't care, but that are just hyperactive about participating and spread that around. Well, you'll never get everyone, I don't care what you say, to be on board. That's what they all say as an excuse. Well, you can't get nothing done unless everybody's on board. Not true. Not true. Stop thinking like that, because that never happened. What you see in the success of other unions is the result of what I'm about to describe to you. So you go to the union meeting, and then you go to work, and someone asks, hey, how was the union meeting? You have a choice. You can say, well, you should have been there. I don't have time to talk to you about this. Or you can say, hey, this happened, and this happened. Make sure you tell others about this, this, and this. Then your coworker says, oh, okay. And then they'll go tell some people. Now you got 2% or 1.5%. And then you try to get other people who are interested. They say, hey, what happened at the union meeting? You tell them and then say, hey, can I get your number? Hey, can you talk to 3 people? Can you talk to 2 people? Here's a flyer. You want to make what they call it, the Labor Notes article, one of the articles I posted, a most valuable potential volunteer. All right? You got to remember, you have elected leaders and you have unelected leaders. Both of them are very powerful. And in some cases, the unelected leaders are more powerful than the elected leaders, because the elected leaders tend to have allegiances. They owe people things in order to get to the office that they're in. They had to do stuff to get there. And they can't lose who put them in office. They don't want to sacrifice that when they come out. You want to recruit these trusted coworkers and get them talking about the union, about what happened. I tell you, there's some valuable information at the union meeting. Yeah, there is some conflict. There is some conflict. But it all depends on you and those who participate. You can either feed into the frenzy, or you can just sit back and say, hey, everybody, chill. You may ask a question, an officer may figuratively spit in your face. Can you take it without throwing a chair at him? Maybe you do throw a chair. Something happens. Please come. Okay. It's a struggle. It's a struggle. But don't give up. Your job as someone who is listening to this and caring and wanting to see the union better, your job is to help move our coworkers from point A to point B, and from point B to point C. And some people, frankly, they're not going to want to go beyond point B. Let them be that way. That's okay. There's room for everybody to do something, no matter how little and insignificant. Let people be comfortable around you as you try to pull them in. One of the worst things you can do is talk about, my coworkers are no good. They're all lazy. They don't want to come. Remember what I said. It doesn't matter what organization, it's only 1% that are really diehard. And it doesn't make them better than the 99. But we failed if we got to languish at the 1% and we don't try to hit that 10%. We don't try to grow to the 10%. Now, what about these union meetings? Well, union meetings boring. It takes forever. They talk about this, talk about blah, blah, blah. Yep. Yep. Especially when they read the minutes of the last month's meeting. And then someone has to correct the record and whatnot. It can be tedious. It can be tedious. But meetings should be, and this is the other article that I put in the description, meetings should be something that give us a sense of power by bringing us together. The meeting, like I was saying in the beginning, that is where our power is as members. You can come to the meeting after talking to your coworkers, and you can have a petition with 200 signatures. But as it stands with our bylaws, the union officers can completely ignore your petition and shut you down if you don't have anyone to second your motion. It's unjust. And by the way, that's a bylaw change that we'll be introducing. So go on the link, by the way, and we have these bylaws. Our Justice Coalition has 18 bylaws. So go read them for yourself and submit your feedback at that link. We're probably going to be introducing them this week, dropping them off at the union office. But you're going to have to come and vote on these bylaws. If you like them, you got to come and vote on them. And most likely, they'll be voted on in October or November. Now, people can complain about low attendance levels, but that's, you know, it's not necessary that most members attend a meeting. It's important that they have a voice, though, especially around the contract, which has now been expired for 7 months. Did you know that? But the meetings are our chief organizing vehicle. This is key. And this is why in the last union meeting we had, our coalition brought forth the motions to direct our president to organize public pickets for worker safety during the pandemic and dealing with the attacks that the frontline workers have been undergoing, safety in the shop, et cetera, et cetera. But it was not supported by anyone, not especially the officers. It was egregious. It was egregious. But that's just the way it is until you can bring more to the meeting to take on a militant agenda. We need an agenda that's put out. What's going to happen on the meeting? As far as the officer reports and the agenda from the last meeting, print that stuff out and let every member take it and sit with it. And of course, the big fear at Local 30 is, oh, we can't let the members take anything because they're going to give it to the managers. Fear is not an excuse for ignorance. And we must squash this mentality. I guarantee you that if there's any managers or politicians or bosses or whatever that need to know, they want to know something, they'll figure out a way. And there's so many people that intentionally or unintentionally share information, it'll get out. Just redact the personal information and the names and whatnot, but the information needs to go out. Then we can focus on organizing, getting action. Every union meeting should be a time of organizing action. You may be an elected leader. You say, oh, can't do that. Well, that's a bad attitude. You can do that. You just got to do it. Don't be afraid to fail and make mistakes. That's how we learn. Encourage the members to take action, to take a lead, to be leaders. Welcome the new members. Welcome people to the meeting. Tell them what's going on. Have someone who's mentoring the new one so that they can understand the procedures. If they use it incorrectly, help them get through it. Just say, okay, did you mean you want this? We don't need door prizes and tickets, lottery tickets, okay? We want people to think about it as a group, not what's in it for me. You come to the first meeting, try something, and we have to put this in the bylaws, but give the new people a refund on their initiation fee or let them skip their initiation fee. Do something. That's a little selfish in a sense, but still, when you got new people, especially the part-timers, you want to keep them involved. And also, the meeting is just one part of the union, right? A little tiny part. But that's what this topic is about. Why cancel a meeting? Why was the meeting canceled? We set up committees and we put people to work. Let people work. Let people make the union strong. Don't discourage them. No, we already tried that. Well, if we already tried it, let's look at what we did wrong so we don't repeat it. But you don't not try again. That's a cop out. That's weak. When we look at it, the other locals in the ATU in transit newsletter, I went through and it highlighted a bunch of locals. Ironically, ours is not there in Chicago, 241 and 308, but I'm not surprised. The only ones that got anything was like local 1336 in Bridgeport. They actually did protests for PPE and demanding hazard pay. Local 1220, Richmond, Virginia. The 46 of them called in sick to protest pandemic protections. They got what they wanted right away. Detroit, Michigan, local 26, they stopped working. 24, they shut it down after one of their operators died. And they got 90 results.
90 seconds.
697 in Toledo, Ohio. They got a boost of premium pay because they demanded it. I could go on and on, but there's not many to take action. I hope you enjoyed this show. I'm getting ready. I got to go do a talk with one of our union brothers in Philadelphia, and we'll be on his show. Thanks again for being with us. Peace. Tabala Wolof, drumming from the motherland. That's Africa. ChicagoTransitWorker.com. That's our new website, ChicagoTransitWorker.com. Make sure you check it out. Check it out. Great website full of information to inspire you to become a leader, an unelected leader. If you want to be an elected leader too, it'll be helpful. To inspire you to be the change. Be the change. Be the change.